The Gemara explains in Yuma Daf Kaf Aleph that many respects Bayis Sheni paled compared to Bayis Rishon. And one of the elements that was missing during the second Beis Hamikdash was the Urim V'Tumim. What exactly does that mean? That's a machlokas the Rambam and the Raavad Perek Dalet of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam writes that it cannot mean that the Urim V'Tumim were absent. That's impossible. In order for Kohen Gadol to perform Avodah, he has to wear all of the big day Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol cannot perform Avodah Mechuser Begadim. And if one would really argue that the Urim V'Tumim were not present, that would invalidate the Avodah. What then is the Gemara referring to? The Rambam writes they were present, but they didn't function. In earlier times, you could consult the Urim V'Tumim, and there was a response that was not true in Bayis Sheni. And the Raavad is masig and writes, he doesn't think that's the case at all. If I were to ask you to enumerate the Big Day Kohen Gadol, you would tell me that there are 8 Big Day Kohen Gadol, and you would not mention anything about the Urim V'Tumim. That really is not considered to be inherently part of Big Day Kohen Gadol. One could explain the Gemara literally that Urim V'Tumim was not present in Bayis Sheni, and that did not render the Kohen Gadol Mechusar Begadim. What exactly is the Shita of the Rambam? There are only 8 Big Day Kohen Gadol. There are not 9 Big Day Kohen Gadol. Poshur Shat, the Rambam Shita is the following, that imagine you have an Aron, but you don't have the Luchos. You know what? You would argue that that's not what an Aron is. The essence of the Aron is to attain the Luchos Hashem. You can't have a Kedushas Aron without the Luchos. The Luchos are Ma'akvin. Ma'akvin es Aron. That's a Chiddush the Rashash writes and many others, but I think it's clear. There's Shom Levakos of La'akev, the Maral writes, that the purpose of the Aron is to house, to contain. Maybe the Rambam understood the following analogy, that the Luchos are to the Aron as the Urim V'Tumim are to the Choshen. The Choshen. What exactly is the essence, the purpose of the Choshen? Not as an independent beged, but the purpose of the Choshen is to house the Urim V'Tumim. And just as you can't have an Aron without the Luchos, you cannot have the Choshen without the Urim V'Tumim, and that is the Chiddush of the Rambam and Bayis Sheni. The Kohen Gadol will be Mechuser Begadim Midinei HaChoshen, HaChoshen. And therefore it must be that indeed they were present even though they didn't respond as they did in earlier times. But a fascinating machlokes, the Rambam and the Raavad, to what extent the presence of the Urim V'Tumim was considered to be vital. If you look in Drasha Saran and Drasha Gimel, the Ran has a beautiful maracha where he sides with the Shita of the Raavad that yes, that Urim V'Tumim are independent of the big day Kohen Gadol. One raya he brings is Parshas Pekudei. When the Torah enumerates the big day Kohen Gadol, the Ran writes explicitly, Urim V'Tumim is not mentioned. That's because indeed it is not at all midine big day Kohen Gadol. And in fact, the Ran writes that one would think that the Urim V'Tumim is something that is very independent. When I think of big day Kohen Gadol, I think about Avodah. When I think about Urim V'Tumim, I think about Dvar Hashem, Nevuah. Who is it that one should have thought would bear the Urim V'Tumim? There, the Muskel Rishon, the Ran writes, is that should not have been worn by Aaron HaKohen. That should have been worn by Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron, yes, was the Kohen Gadol Avoda, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi. And if that really is true, one would have thought that, yes, Aaron can wear a big day Kohen Gadol, but the Urim V'Tumim, that should be worn al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, the Ran writes in Drashos, that's exactly the point. You know that the Medrash writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the Adon HaNevim. What was the response of his older brother Aaron? V'racha v'samach b'libo. The Medrash writes that realized that what that meant, the Simchas Halev that Aaron had, that his younger brother was chosen, in that schus, he was zocha to wear the Urim V'Tumim. The Ran points out, it doesn't say in that schus he was zocha to be the Kohen Gadol. You could have been Kohen Gadol without Urim V'Tumim. And by association, we would have thought that Urim V'Tumim should be worn by the Navi, by Moshe Rabbeinu. But because of that schus, v'racha v'samach b'libo, in addition to the typical big day Kohen Gadol, Aaron had the schus of wearing the Urim V'Tumim as well. And there is a stunning Medrash Rabbah in Rus in Heivav, where the Medrash writes the following. You know, the Torah describes that the encounter of Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Simcha of Aaron as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu being chosen. Varacha v'somach b'libo. There was Simcha, but the Simcha indeed was b'leiv. The Medrash writes something that sounds stunning. Ilu haya yodea Aaron. If only Aaron would have known that the Torah would have recorded his response, it would have been Varacha v'somach b'libo. That Aaron HaKohen would have done something that was much more obvious, much more overt, in a demonstrative way, not just simply Varacha v'samach l'libo. If Aaron would have realized that, you know, throughout history, everybody is going to be reading about his response, it would have been a different type of response. And no doubt you take a step back and wonder, what exactly does that mean? You know, that I'll respond this way, but if I know everyone's watching, and if I know everyone's recording, and this is going to be replayed, I'm going to really act differently. That really is the ideal form of Avodas Hashem. If you ask me, should I do that which is right? You know what my answer is? Do that which is right because it's right, not because it's going to be recorded and others are going to see and others are going to notice and there's a spotlight, you're on a stage. I'm going to tell you, do that which is appropriate because it's the right, it's the proper thing to do. At first glance, it sounds unusual that, you know, Aaron says that had I only known, you know, I would have acted in a different way. But I think there is an important Musar Haskel. The way that Aaron HaKohen reacted was exquisitely appropriate. Varacha v'samach b'libo. That's something that was absolutely appropriate, no doubt. But you know what? Those types of moments are opportunities to be able to literally to teach, to be able to demonstrate to others. Not long ago, no, the Sugin Beitz and Daf Tes, no, different elements of Maariv Zayin, two different halves of Maariv Zayin. A person can do something, there's a perception of wrong, or maybe a person can do something, there's a perception of right, and someone else will copy exactly what I'm doing. You have to be very, very careful when you're doing something that others indeed will be able to perceive. As you've learned in length, machlokas rishonim, sometimes only befarhesia, sometimes even bechadrei chadar and beitzad avtes. But what is clear is as follows, that sometimes a person has to do things in a more demonstrative way when others are going to be witnessing or watching, because not everyone will get the full subtlety of the proper way to do so. And it has to be done sometimes in a way that the message is absolutely clear. That's a theme in the Tshuva Sarashba, Tavkuv Pe'alef, the Tshuva Sarashba, Mefarsnim Ose Mitzvah. Sometimes it's a maila to do a mitzvah bitzina, but sometimes it's a maila to do so in the most demonstrative way, the Rashba writes, in order that others can learn from that experience. Of course, the essence of Aaron was Varacha v'samach b'libo, but imagine if Aaron would have only realized that others were watching. He would have demonstrated the Simcha Salev, not falsely, not artificially, genuinely, in a more demonstrative way, in order that that can serve as a model of absolute Avodas Hashem, and the Chiba, and the Ava, and the Simcha that he expressed at that particular time. And in that schuz, that yes, he was zocha to wear the Urim Vitumim. It's something which is important in terms of individual Avodas Hashem. Of course, a person does that which is absolutely right. But when you have to realize that it's true with your chaverim and it's true in others, that your actions can inspire. Your model can be something that others can glean from, especially when it comes to chaverim. You know, you can have a hashpa on your chaverim that others don't necessarily have. Well, of course, the Rebbe acts in a certain way, but you know what? That when the chaverim are doing so, bahasmada and amelus, and davening with earnest tefillah, realize that aside from the individual avodas Hashem, it's an opportunity to be able to be mashpia al acherim, and lochach natzarta. That's part of your chiyuv. And that I would suggest is the meaning of that medrash, that internally, that's exactly what Aaron felt. But you know, ilu hayodei Aaron, shakadosh baruch hu machtiv alav. If Aaron would have known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ledoros would have projected this way, he would have made it absolutely, absolutely clear. The simcha, the ava that he had toward his role, toward that of his relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu, and the broader outlook of Avodas Hashem. I would suggest take a look carefully in the Drasha Saran, Drasha Gimel, a magnificent, magnificent depiction, the relationship of Aaron and Moshe, the different roles that they had, and that type of Simchas Alev. And a fascinating possibility in the Rambam and the Ravid. To what extent do we assume that Urim V'Tumim is something which is independent? V'haraya, that mention of Parshas Pekudei? Or do we assume that, no, it's part of the Dine Bigdei Kohen Gadol, not as an independent Beged, but as part of the Choshen? And just like one cannot envision the Aron without the Luchos, so too, as the Rambam writes, the Kohen Gadol would be Bechuse Begodim if he dons the Choshen without the Urim V'Tumim.